So, you know, there are many things in life that when we are hungry is the time that we need to have the balance.
Así que hay muchas cosas en nuestra existencia que cuando tenemos hambre tenemos que tener ese balance.
It's the moment for us to meditate and resist.
Es el momento para nosotros meditar y resistir.
All right, I'm hungry, but I won't eat that pork chop.
Okay, tengo hambre, pero no me voy a comer esa chuleta de puerco.
Because I believe that Yahweh will provide something else.
Porque yo creo que Yahweh va a proveer algo más.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. It's a trial, yes. It's difficult.
Es una tribulación, sí, es difícil.
But Yahweh, He does this exactly because He wants to know where are you.
Pero Yahweh hace esto exactamente para saber dónde está usted.
If you trust in Him or if you trust your own strength,
si
no.
Si usted confía en sí mismo o en su, si usted confía en él o en su propia fuerza.
And then Abraham ended up being where? In Egypt.
Y luego acabó Abraham en Egipto.
Another picture of what was going to happen later on.
Otra prevista de lo que iba a acontecer después.
Do you remember when the children of Jacob, they went to Egypt searching for what? For food.
¿Se acuerdan cuando los hijos de Jacob fueron a Egipto buscando comida?
And they were blessed because Joseph was there already.
Y les dio braca porque ya estaba ahí ya Joseph.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So that was the third trial of Abraham, the hunger.
Así que esa era la tercera tribulación de Abraham, el hambre.
And then came the fourth trial.
Y luego vino la cuarta tribulación.
Was his wife being taken?
Que era que su esposa fue se le fue fue llevada.
That was very hard for him.
Que eso fue muy difícil para él.
Because he was in danger now.
Porque él ya estaba en peligro.
To lose his wife,
de perder su esposa,
and also to be killed.
Igual de ser matado.
And he knew the danger he was facing.
Y sabía el peligro que, en el que se enfrentaba.
Why did he go to Egypt then?
¿Por qué entonces fue a Egipto?
Because if he knew that he was going to have to pass through that danger.
Porque si sabía él que iba a tener que pasar ese peligro.
You know, there are things in life that we need to face.
¿Saben? Hay cosas en la Jaim, la vida, que tenemos que enfrentarnos.
We need to just trust in Yahweh.
Tenemos que solamente confiar en Yahweh.
And believe that He is going to do a miracle for us.
Y creer que Él va a hacer un milagro para nosotros.
As did Daniel.
Así como hizo Daniel.
As did, who else? David.
Así como hizo David.
Who else? Give me names, come on. Help me out. The three friends of Daniel.
Los tres amigos de Daniel.
Moshe. All of them, they had to take the step of emunah, of, you know, belief.
Todos ellos tuvieron que tomar un paso de emunah, de creencia.
And trust in Yahweh, that Yahweh was going to bring a deliverance for them.
Y confiar en que Yahweh les iba a traer rescatarlos.
And today things are not different.
Y hoy las cosas no son diferentes.
Many times in our lives we need to give that step of belief, of trust.
Muchas veces en nuestras vidas tenemos que dar ese paso de confianza.
Yahweh, it's not on me, it's on you now.
Yahweh no es de parte mía, es tuya.
I cannot do anything, I have done everything I could do it. Now it's in your hands.
Yo no puedo hacer nada, yo he hecho todo lo que he podido hacer, ya está en tus manos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And just trust that Yahweh, He'll do that miracle for you.
Y solo confiar que Yahweh hará ese milagro para usted.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Did Abraham lied?
Mintió Abraham?
No, he did not.
Saying that his wife was his sister.
Diciendo que su esposa era su ajot?
No,
because in fact, Sarah was his half-sister.
No, porque en realidad Sarah era su media ajot.
So it was not a real lie.
Así que en realidad no era una mentira.
Even though he was afraid.
Aunque sí tenía miedo.
You know, Rabbi, for years, as a child, I wondered about that. You know, because it was like, you know, and they don't teach. They do not teach even that she was of any relationship. And it was probably a year ago, I was reading in the Midrash, and it said, in that custom, a female relative could be referred to as a sister. You know, like a niece or whatever, as long as, because they were within your family.
Okay.
And so, I mean, for over 50 years, probably, I always thought that he lied. And it was okay, you know, apparently, because, you know, Yahweh blessed him, but no, he didn't lie.
So it was something that was common to say. Just like nowadays, you know, when we have somebody so close to us, we call them aunt.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
And so we still have one, you know, kind of that, I don't know if I can say tradition, but, you know, custom, huh?
Así que todavía tenemos esa costumbre de que en esa época muchas veces les decía a una persona cercana a su hermana, su ajot. Como hoy en Yom, si hay una persona que está cercana a uno, le dicen tía, aunque no sea su tía.
And of course, Sarah, she was very beautiful.
Y por supuesto, Sarah era extremadamente yafa, hermosa.
I think she was just like my wife.
Yo creo que era igualita a mi esposa.
And, no. And you know, it was hard to find somebody like her. That's why Abraham didn't want to lose her.
Y era difícil encontrar a alguien como ella. Por eso era que Abraham no quería perderla.
Not only the outside, but Sarah, she had a beauty, the inside of her.
No solo el exterior, pero Sarah tenía una hermosura por dentro.
And that's why I say, you know, if you want to look for prophecy, many people, they go to Revelation, hey, Genesis or Bereshit, there's all the prophecy right here.
Y es muchas veces lo que digo, si uno quiere encontrar la profecía, la gente quiere ir a Revelación, pero aquí en Bereshit hay mucha profecía.
Because when Pharaoh took Sarah, what happened to him?
Porque cuando Faraón se llevó a Sarah, ¿qué le pasó?
He received plagues.
Él recibió plagas.
So what happened in the time of Moshe, the people of Israel? Egypt received plagues.
Porque qué pasó en la época de Moshe? Egipto recibió plagas.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let us keep on reading the scripture. What did we stop?
14. And it came to be when Abram came into Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrites saw the woman, that she was very fair. And Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. And he treated Abraham well for her sake, and he had sheep and cattle and male donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels. But Yahweh plagued Pharaoh as his house and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not inform me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? And so I was going to take her for my wife. Look, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Aconteció que cuando entró Abraham en Mitzrayim, los egipcios vieron que la mujer era hermosa en gran manera. Igual la vieron los príncipes de Faraón y la exaltaron delante de él. Y fue llevada la mujer a casa de Faraón. E hizo toba a Abraham por causa de ella. Y él tuvo ovejas, vacas, asnos, siervos, criadas, asnas y camellos. Mas Yahweh hirió a Faraón y a su casa con grandes plagas por causa de Sarai, mujer de Abraham. Entonces Faraón llamó a Abraham y le dijo, ¿qué es esto que has hecho conmigo? ¿Por qué no me declaraste que era tu mujer? ¿Por qué dijiste, es mi ajot, poniéndome en ocasión de tomarla para mí por mujer? Ya pues, he aquí tu mujer, tómala y vete. Entonces Faraón dio orden a su gente acerca de Abraham, y le acompañaron y a su mujer con todo lo que tenía.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, not only Ephron let Abraham go with his wife, but he also gave him many wealth, just like what happened with Moshe and the people of Israel.
Entonces no solamente dejó Faraón ir Abraham con su mujer, pero igual le dio muchas riquezas, igual que en el tiempo de Moshe e Israel.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And one thing that I forgot to mention when Abraham was going city to city.
Y una cosa que se me olvidó mencionar cuando Abraham estaba yendo de ciudad en ciudad.
It's very important that when we move to places.
Es importante que cuando nos movemos a lugares.
We become humble.
Nosotros nos humillamos.
For example, for you to have an idea, if you go to a city that you don't know,
por ejemplo, cuando uno llega a una ciudad que no conoce,
how do you act in that city?
¿Cómo actúa uno en esa ciudad?
In a very humble way. You don't know anything, you know?
En una and, forma muy humilde, porque usted no sabe nada.
And you always asking, you know, very humble.
Muy humilde.
And that was one of the reasons he was moving, because Yahweh wants him to keep himself what? Humble.
Y esa es una razón por la cual estaba moviéndose, porque Yahweh quería que se mantuviera humilde.
Always learning.
Siempre aprendiendo.
That must be us.
Eso debe de ser nosotros.
We must keep ourselves humble.
Debemos de mantenernos humildes.
Do you know the Torah? I don't know. I'm always learning.
¿Sabe usted la, conoce usted la Torah? No, yo estoy siempre aprendiendo.
No, if you ask me something that I don't know, I'll say I don't know.
Si usted me pregunta algo que yo no sé, yo le voy a decir, yo no sé.
And some people, they are, you know, they feel ashamed.
Y hay gente que se siente avergonzada.
Oh, I'm a leader, I'm a teacher, I don't know.
Oh, yo soy un líder, un maestro, y no sé.
And they begin to invent it. No, this, what it says is this, this, and that.
Y comienzan a inventar y dicen, lo que dice aquí es esto, esto, y
if you don't know, say you don't know.
Si usted no sabe, diga que no sabe.
You know? I don't know, I'll study, I'll think about it, and I'll come back to you.
No lo sé, lo voy a ver, lo voy a aprender, y después vengo con usted de nuevo.
Just because I'm a leader, it doesn't mean that I know everything.
Simplemente porque soy un líder, no quiere decir que yo lo sé todo.
And I don't want to know everything.
Y no quiero saberlo todo.
Because I want to be learning.
Porque quiero estar aprendiendo.
My entire life.
Toda mi jaim.
Yes. When Yeshua comes, I want to learn more.
Cuando venga Yeshua, yo quiero aprender más.
Imagine when Yeshua comes, you say, no, I already know Yeshua. Rabbi Moshe taught me about that.
Imagínese cuando venga Yeshua, y no, ya sé eso, Yeshua. Rabino Moshe me enseñó ya eso.
Oh, don't talk about Abraham. I already know about Abraham.
Ah, no me diga nada de Abraham. Yo ya sé de Abraham.
Mm-hmm. No, we need to keep ourselves always humble.
Tenemos que mantenernos siempre humildes.
Do you remember when someone comes to tell you a story that person already told you that story?
¿Saben de cuando viene una persona a decirle una historia y esa persona ya le dijo esa historia?
How do you act?
¿Cómo se comporta?
You already told me that.
Ya me dijo eso.
That's bad, you know. Oh, yeah, it's just okay.
Be nice, yeah. Oh.
Because probably the story will be a little bit different, you know.
La historia va a cambiar un poquito.
The story is not always the same.
La historia no siempre es.
It's always change a little bit.
Siempre cambia un poquito.
And maybe that story will be a little bit better.
Y posiblemente esa historia va a ser un poquito mejor.
Oh, how many fish this time? Like, oh, first time was just one, but now it's two. Oh, okay. All right, it's getting better. And you know, the word of Yahweh, you can know something today, but tomorrow Yahweh can give you another understanding of His word. So, something that we don't know.
Y con la palabra de Yahweh posiblemente ya la sabe, pero si la vuelve a ver, le puede dar un entendimiento nuevo.
So we are always learning.
Así que estamos siempre aprendiendo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. All right, let's go now. Chapter 13, our fifth tribulation or trial.
Vamos al capítulo 13.
That was his separation from Lot.
Que fue su separación de Lot. La quinta tribulación.
You know, Lot was like a son for him.
¿Saben que Lot era para él como un hijo?
Because for him, Lot was going to be the one to inherit.
Porque para él, Lot era quien iba a heredar.
His fortune, everything he had.
Todas sus riquezas, lo que él tenía.
Because Lot was a man that followed him, that was learning from him.
Porque Lot era un hombre que lo seguía, que estaba aprendiendo de él.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, chapter 13.
Capítulo 13.
And Abram went up from Mizraim into the south, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him. And Abram was very rich in livestock and silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of Yahweh.
So Abraham knew the name of Yahweh, huh?
Así que Abraham sabía el nombre de Yahweh.
Now Lot, who went with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen and Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And at that time the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt in the land. Then Abraham said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between the herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. It's not all the land before you. Please separate from me. If you take the left, then go to the right. If you go to the right, then I go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Mizraim, as you go toward it, toward Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot moved east. Thus they separated from each other.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Subió pues Abraham de Mizraim hacia el Negev, él y su mujer con todo lo que tenía, y con él Lot. Y Abraham era riquísimo en ganado, en plata y en oro, y volvió por sus jornadas desde el Negev hacia Betel, hasta el lugar donde había estado antes su tienda entre Betel y Ai, al lugar del Mizbeach que había hecho ahí antes, e invocó ahí Abraham el nombre de Yahweh. Igual Lot, que andaba con Abraham, tenía ovejas, vacas y tiendas, y la Eretz no era suficiente para que habitasen juntos, pues sus posesiones eran muchas, y no podían morar en un mismo lugar. Y hubo contienda entre los pastores del ganado de Abraham y los pastores del ganado de Lot, y el cananeo y el fereceo habitaban entonces en la Eretz. Entonces Abraham dijo a Lot, «No haya ya altercado entre nosotros dos, entre mis pastores y los tuyos, porque somos ajim. ¿No está toda la Eretz delante de ti? Yo te ruego que te apartes de mí. Si fueres a la mano izquierda, yo iré a la derecha, y si tú a la derecha, yo iré a la izquierda». Y alzó Lot sus ojos, y vio toda la llanura del Jordán, que toda ella era de riego, como el huerto de Yahweh, como la Eretz de Mizraim en la dirección de Zoar, antes que destruyese Yahweh a Sodoma y a Gomorra. Entonces Lot escogió para sí toda la llanura del Jordán, y se fue Lot hacia el oriente, y se apartó el uno del otro.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So that was the other trial that Abraham had to face, that was to separate himself from Lot.
Así que esa era la otra tribulación que Abraham tuvo que enfrentarse, de separarse de Lot.
You know, Lot, he was always under the wing of Abraham.
Saben que Lot siempre estuvo debajo de
alas.
el respaldo, las volátiles de Abraham.
You know, learning Torah with Abraham.
Aprendiendo Torah con Abraham.
Seeing Abraham as his provider.
Viendo a Abraham como su proveedor.
But he began to prosper as well.
Pero comenzó a prosperar igual.
He began to have his own things.
Comenzó a tener sus propias posesiones.
Guess what?
¿Qué creen?
He began to be weakened.
Comenzó a debilitarse.
In his loyalty before Abraham.
En su lealtad delante de Abraham.
Look at your children.
Miren a sus hijos.
See when they begin to get a job.
Vean cuando comiencen a tener su trabajo.
When they begin to drive.
Cuando comiencen a manejar.
When they begin to have their own life.
Cuando comiencen a tener su propia high.
Before is, Mama, can I do this?
Antes es, Mami, ¿puedo yo hacer esto?
Daddy, can I do that?
Papá, ¿puedo hacer yo esto?
But when they reach this point, they say, okay, I'm going out.
Pero cuando alcanzan este momento, dicen, okay, ya me voy.
Hey, wait a minute, where are you going? Ah, I'll talk to you later.
¿A dónde vas? Después te hablo.
So that loyalty becomes weakened.
Así que esa lealtad se debilita.
Because now they think they are the owner of their own nose.
Porque creen que ya son dueños de su propia nariz.
As Lot thought that, hey, I can do my own things now.
Así como Lot pensó que él ya podía hacer sus propias cosas.
And guess what? He was getting involved with idol worship.
¿Y qué creen? Se estaba involucrando con idolatría.
Because who used to live in that land?
Porque ¿quién vivía anteriormente en esa tierra?
Idol worship, the Canaanites.
Los idólatras, cananitas.
And he began to be involved with those people.
Y comenzó a involucrarse con esa gente.
And Abraham, he could not accept that anymore.
Y Abraham no podía aceptar eso más.
And he thought that it was better for him to go and live his own way, his own life.
Y pensó que era mejor que se fuera y viviera de su propia manera, su propia vida.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. As we tell our children, okay, if you want to live according to your rule, you must rent your place. Get your own place.
Entonces, así como con nuestros hijos, si quieren tener su propia vida, deben de rentar su propio lugar.
Because if you live under my roof, you live according to my rules.
Porque si vives debajo de mi techo, vas a vivir de acuerdo a mis leyes.
So, there are many times in our lives that we need that separation.
Así que hay muchas veces en nuestras vidas que necesitamos esa separación.
Just like Yeshua said, if your hand calls you to sin, what do we need to do? Cut it off.
Así como dijo Yeshua, si tu mano te causa pecar, ¿qué vas a hacer?
If one of your eye calls you to sin, plug it out.
Si uno de tus ojos te causa pecar, sácatelo.
It's better to go to heaven, you know, without one hand than not to go at all.
Es mejor llegar al Shemaim sin una mano que no llegar para nada.
So many things in our lives need to be cut off.
Así que hay muchas cosas en nuestra vida que tenemos que cortar.
We need to be separated from that.
Tenemos que ser separados de ellos.
Oh, it's the wine. When I see the wine, I drink one cup, I want to drink the whole bottle. Cut the wine from your life.
Oh, es el vino. Cuando tomo una copita, me quiero tomar toda la botella. Pues corte todo el vino de su vida.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Oh, it's that job. You know, I just love that job that I don't have time to come on Shabbat. Leave that job.
Oh, es el trabajo. Quiero tanto ese trabajo que no tengo tiempo de venir en Shabbat. Pues deje ese trabajo.
No matter how much you love the job, you have to separate because it's impeding your relationship with Yahweh.
No importa cuánto quiera usted ese trabajo, si le impide su relación con Yahweh, necesita dejarlo.
And Yahweh will provide something better for you.
Y Yahweh le proveerá algo mejor para usted.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So that was a big decision that Abraham had to do now.
Así que esa era una gran decisión que tuvo que tomar Abraham.
And he made the right one.
Y hizo la correcta.
That was to separate him from Lot.
Que era separarse de Lot.
And then Lot, he went to where? Sodom and Gomorrah. That was one of the richest cities in that time.
Entonces Lot se fue a Sodoma y Gomorrah, que eran de las ciudades más ricas en esa época.
And he was looking for the fortune, for the wealth.
Y estaba buscando la riqueza.
And he forgot that Abraham is the one that had what? the Torah, the blessing.
Y se olvidó que era Abraham el que tenía la Torah, la braca.
But he didn't care.
Pero no le importó.
He wanted just to be richer and richer and richer.
Él quería ser rico y rico y rico, más rico.
So, probably he thought in his own way, oh, I can read the Torah by myself.
Probablemente pensó en su propia manera. Yo puedo leer la Torah por mí mismo.
I don't need Abraham to be teaching me.
No necesito que Abraham me esté enseñando.
I can do it.
Yo lo puedo hacer.
And he went to the city, Sodom and Gomorrah, that was a perverted city.
Y fue a la ciudad Sodoma y Gomorra, que eran ciudades pervertidas.
This city has many laws.
Esta ciudad tenía muchas leyes.
For example, if a stranger would come to the city,
por ejemplo, si venía un extraño a la ciudad,
they had the right to rip you off.
Tenían el derecho de robarle.
And you had to remain quiet.
Y usted tenía que permanecerse callado.
Because you were a stranger.
Porque era un extraño.
One day Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, he went to this city.
Un yom Eliezer, el siervo de Abraham, fue a esta ciudad.
And they stripped him off, they beat him up, and he even bled.
Y lo le quitaron su ropa, lo golpearon hasta sangró.
And he went to court.
Y fue a la corte.
To tell the judge what happened.
Para decirle al juez lo que le había acontecido.
Do you know what was the, how do you say, verdict?
¿Saben lo que era el
veredicto?
Verdict.
Eliezer, you need to pay him money.
Eliezer, necesita usted pagarle a
I need dinero. To pay him money.
Yo necesito pagarle el dinero.
He beat me up. He
él
made me to bleed.
Él me causó derramar dam.
That's why your blood was on the floor, so now you owe him money.
Sí, es cierto. Tu dam estaba en el suelo, así que ya tú le debes dinero.
And he got his stick and he hit the judge. Okay, now you owe me money because your blood is also on the floor.
Y le pegó al juez. Ya tú me debes dinero porque yo derramé tu dam.
So, the stranger had no rights in that city.
Así que el extraño no tenía nada de derecho en esa ciudad.
You could not receive visitors.
No podía uno recibir visitas.
And they could do, you know, anything to the visit as they want.
Y podían hacer a las visitas todo lo que querían.
As you read the scripture, we can see what they did with the Malakim, you know, with the messengers.
Así como cuando va uno leyendo las escrituras, puede darse cuenta de lo que hicieron con los Malakim, los mensajeros.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, many times in our lives, that's what we need to do.
Así que muchas veces en nuestras existencias, eso es lo que tenemos que hacer.
Separate ourselves from something that we love, from something that we care.
Separarnos de algo que apreciamos, algo que por lo cual nos preocupamos.
For our own benefits.
Por nuestro propio todo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. And then his sixth trial.
Y luego su sexta tribulación.
That was when he went to fight against the four kings.
Que era pelearse en contra de los cuatro reyes.